Deborah O'Gara is working late on a Wednesday evening. She's at the courthouse in downtown Petersburg trying to figure out how the place works.
I've only been on the job for 2 weeks.
It's a different kind of judgeship than she's had for the last 14 years. She was the presiding judge for the Tlingit and Haida Tribal Court in Juneau.
Rules are a little bit more relaxed. Everybody who comes into court can talk. There's some evidence rules, but they're not as strictly adhered to as in the state court.
O'Gara's been a lawyer for 30 years in both tribal court and state court. So why move back to the Western court system? You could say that O'Gara is comfortable moving between cultures. She spent her youth with family in urban Seattle and in remote mountain village on the lower Yukon River.
Two completely different worlds. Absolutely two completely different worlds.
O'Gara is used to the Western way and the Native way of living. She is Yupik, Tlingit, and Irish. She went on to become a lawyer and earn her master's degree in public administration. She says by taking this new job in Petersburg as magistrate judge, she hopes to build cultural bridges.
I think it's paramount that our two different court systems work hand in hand, not in competition with each other, but really in collaboration. And so I see this job as an opportunity to just help build those collaborative ties a little bit closer, starting one community at a time.
None of the three communities O'Gara is overseeing has a tribal court. Most present-day tribal courts in Alaska are just starting up with new federal funding through the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The Tlingit and Haida Court in Juneau is an exception, having formed 15 years ago. Still, O'Gara says she plans to bring those tribal court skills with her to her new state court job. That might include bringing back circle peacemaking.
For some of our disputes, especially in our families, sometimes a non-adversarial forum can sometimes result in some really good decisions.
With circle peacemaking, all of the parties get together and come up with a problem-solving decision and how they, as participants, will implement it.
It makes it a little bit more productive, I think, and long-lasting.
O'Gara's interest in law started with civil rights stories her family told her. She remembers hearing about her Tlingit grandmother being arrested for helping someone vote.
And this was before women had the vote, and this was before Natives had the right to vote, and she was arrested for helping one of the elders in Wrangell to go down and vote.
Her grandmother's son happened to be a lawyer and defended them in court, and the charges were dismissed. And that planted the seed for O'Gara. Now, she hopes that her new job will help inspire more Natives to become part of the justice system.
If I can open up the door just a little bit more to make room for more Native judges on the bench throughout Alaska at all levels of our state court system, then it'll be worth relocating here for however long they'll have me here.
Magistrates have limited jurisdiction and usually oversee misdemeanor cases. But according to a press release by Alaska's 1st Judicial District, O'Gara might fill in as a standing master for the Superior Court because of her experience. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.